to say. All right, here is that this year Purim has something unique about it that it doesn't have every year, and that is Purim. This is Shlaim. Yeah, Purim on Friday. There's always a Shaila, when's the best time to eat the Suda? So, the Ramah says, Kishchal Purim Yem Shishi, Yasa Suda B'Shachas, Mishum Kavet Shabbos. So you should be hungry when it comes to eat the Suda Shabbos. And if you should make it in the morning, and therefore you have plenty of time, get hungry. Now the Makar is what says in the Gemara, I believe, is in Menhagim, which is the Sefer Menhagim from of Isaac Tirna. He writes over there, Chal Purim Yom Shishi, Oichlin Sudas Purim Shachar, is Loi Be'erev, Achra Mincha, Ki Ein LaHafsig, this I really didn't quite get, Ein LaHafsig Be'erev Shabbos, Be'en Mincha LaHarviz, Be'en Kovet Shabbos. Somehow, there's a problem of being Mafsig between Mincha and Ma'erev. It's the Hefsig that's a problem, Pash problem is you're not going to be hungry. That's the problem. But Gam, he says, also he tells us for it, he should be hungry. But the first word, not to be mafsik, the mincha mayer, you know, you need to eat the suda after mincha, then he says, just this, their chag has nothing to do with, directly with our share, the mitzvah is smayach, the lishta is, the lishtaker, ma'oy, the pura. So that's just the Gerder Chaka. Maybe not, maybe the whole shiur was just for that, but alright. Shiur is Gerder Chaka. Grada, we'll see towards the end of the shiur that Dafkan Purim Shchal is, maybe it's going to look at it, but Purim Shchal is on Friday. This Dafkan is in you not to get super duper drunk, because if you can end up not having the Suda Friday night, we'll see that might not be so Pasha Pachal as a Pope in Hemshah. So maybe if I care, it could be the other, maybe it's Mamish being a Fouquet, he's not being a Fouquet, all shit, I can say later. So that I didn't even think about until now, so okay. Zavna Mishabura, what does it mean, Mishabras? He says, before Katzais, that's what their mom means. He says though, "Va'ayin yad, yad afrayin, mashkos b'shem aril." So the pashas mishmur is saying, "The chetchila v'adish is do b'shachris, but ma'isa mishmur himself is mitzayin to the yad afrayin b'shem maril, which the Jewish maril is as follows." He was asked the shayla takas who's the perm you're involved when you do it. So he says, "Maschilim beheter koytim samach l'mincha." So as long as before mincha tana, samach l'mincha tana, which means. Which means at 3 o'clock in equinox day, I mean 9 hours into the day, yeah, 9.5 hours in the chaktana, so a half hour before that. So meila on an equinox day, kitzer, it's be 3 o'clock, whenever it is, you know, kafisha asmani is whenever it is, you know, today, which is probably around that. It's all around the equinox day. It's very close to the exact equinox.
Tomorrow.
Okay, I'm saying I just think because I know Nets is like a little before 6 and she is now also getting close to 6. So kids at 3 o'clock. It's not just, you know, make a judgment. It's not
just 3 o'clock. He says shuri, it's a lot of it. Maybe, huh? Is it better to do it beforehand? Since shuri, it's going almost shuri.
He's saying it's mutter. He doesn't say it's better in the morning. The Shubi doesn't say it's better in the morning. It's mutter. It's fine. Now, he said, "Feel going back." They go to passing of Yudarev Shabbos. Yeah, you can. But before test, if you start before test, then the interview is okay, and therefore, he says that's not a problem. So that's the second shita, and that's what Mitzrayim plan of doing. Because to have a suit in the morning, I think would have been too difficult for my wife. You know, Megill and Shalmanas, and you have to pay the suit also. I didn't think it was Kedai. So, anyways, you have the sheet. The Mishmur also is assigned to the Yad Efrayim, that it's a, you know, legit sheet. So, now, the third sheet is what we call Pirus Mapa Makadish.
If you're suit hopping, are you supposed to wash at one place and then, like, not bench, or wash and bench twice? Like, hypothetically, if you're going to Rabbi Lang and then going to Trevi.
So you probably should you probably should wash in one place and have in mind that you're going to eat in another place also.
Usually,
that's nothing to do with the
no,
shit right
now. You're starting, if you don't have a wife who needs to cook, and you start shit early.
Okay, you got me. Let's go. On the theory, however, it brings down.
Just wash there and then just bench there.
Okay. When you wash, have mind, they're going to, you know, places. Now, the Miri brings down, is it a child over there, the Gabi Kiddush, Kiddush Makam Suda, that she's Rashi says that, even if you're not planning on eating, Kiddush Makam Suda, there's this whole discussion over there. Kids, he's like this. Says after that, kol she'ochlam bayit yoyim, v'gom v'b'shas v'kiddush ha'yoyim, v'hifzit kiddush, ho'l v'ochr sham, v'rshus v'dayin l'sil yochol kaddish. So the Miri's mashmah, this is a big shayla, which I don't want to go into the whole sugi, it's a big shayla, l'gabe kiddush makom suda, and that's when they get, the people do parts on the kaddish, eat the suda late, it's possible that the kid is considered kiddush makom suda, even though you do the kiddush betzim after the suda. It's still called Kiddush Makom Suda. So it's also in Arab Sachim, which is complicated sugi, different shayinim, but that's not for now right now. But Abbanim, that's the Miri says. Mekan Nogu, he says. What's the Gaita us? The Purim, Shemal Yisab Shabbos, Shemam Shichem Suda, Achi Kaddish Hayayim, or Parsim Mapa Makaddish. Then you cover the chals, whatever, and you make Kiddush. Actually, I saw someone, I'm not so sure it was right, but I saw someone want the Taina. One of these Shabbos on him that you have to bring a new lacha mishnah and cover it. You know, you're not, you know, you're ready to make a mitzvah. You're not gonna make a mitzvah, but like for kiddush, that's a little strange to me.
You wouldn't have to bring lacha mishnah.
You should bring a lacha mishnah
because it's a separate mitzvah on Shabbos.
I'm saying it's only, but the mitzvah is levitzaya shtei kikrais, right? If you're ready, you're not making a bracha. What are you doing?
You should have someone come over.
Oh, someone who didn't. Oh, I'm saying who didn't. Fine. I'm saying, but the people that were there, is any Indian B'chal to have the Mishnah and Melech Suda?
If I stop on a roll at the beginning of my Suda,
right.
Of course, Mapa.
No.
Have I fulfilled my Indian of Melech Mishnah?
Let's say not. But it could be you can. It could be the way. The question is. The Pashlach Mishnah is you should be Batseya Shteker Kriz. When you eat the meal, the beginning of the meal, the bracha should be on two Kriz.
No,
but it's very too, it could be too late. That's what I would say. What are you doing?
That's the beginning, so you have two.
No, so you have two Shteker Kriz? I don't know. It sounds a little funny.
It's not Friday night, you don't need bread on the table when you make
kids, do you? You don't need the bread on the table.
Right.
Mikra did not.
Okay.
No, so why should you bring it over here either? I'm. I'm not sure I understand it so clearly. Anyway, but this minig of the Miri said that was the minig. The Maisa Biskat Juba brings down from some sefer that the minig is in Yerushalayim. A lot of people did that, and because Miri and Ksuba, not the Miri, same thing. This is the Kavach Chaim says in the Biskat Juba brings down. The Kavach Chaim says according to the Rizal and the Shara Kavanas, it's not, you shouldn't do that. Which some of there would be a problem with those that make early Shabbos the sticky way, that they have the Suda before Ma'ariv because they want to avoid the problem of Matartis Asri and everything. So they want to daven Krishma Bisman, Ma'ariv Bisman. So they. they start the meal like whatever an hour before Ma'ariv time, and then you have the meal, and then you go to Ma'ariv, and then if you want you come back. But years ago, I used to make early Shabbos when kids were young. I used to do that, and this way I would also gain the Magen Avraham to have a Kazai or Kabetz to pass after Ma'ariv, after this man, if you make Shabbos early, because normally if you make Shabbos early without you benching, you know, it's before this man. They're not going to go out 2 hours later, go wash again. It's not going to happen. This way, so what he's do was go to Ma'ariv right before dessert and then come back and have his challah again. And yeah, it's the Magen Avraham. But Ma'ariv, according to this, the Kavachai, it's a bit of Rizal. It says you're supposed to, the Sudish Nechatil take place after Ma'ariv. Say it. But some people have this minute of Paris Mafim Kaddish. Now, the Mogen Avraham and Han Lor Bel Gabi Al Nisim. Those are Paris Mafim Kaddish. You have a big Shaila Gabi Al Nisim. You say Al Nisim or not? And Benji. What?
Why not?
Why not?
It's because
it's not Purim. It's not Purim anymore. And Shabbos, you can say it's
say. That's loved after by
Shalshidus. What do you say?
By Shalshidus, if it goes way past Mar, you still say it's say.
That's correct. Right?
But
there's
I don't know why that is, though.
There's also
loved after. But here the Shaila is, though. But here he's saying it's say. Here he's saying it's say. Shaila is tied to this Asri. If you finish time on a regular year, not on Friday, you finish Yisud later, that we say, you do say Al Nisan. For the same reason like B'Shabbos. Question is, over here, it's worse. Because here the problem is, he's saying what he's saying. So Magen Avraham, it brings down from the Mordechai,
you say anywhere in
Al Nisan
that today is
Purim?
It's
mostly
Purim.
But you're talking about it's because of Purim.
I understand. No, you're not saying today is Purim. You're not saying it'll be Yom Shabbos, is it? You think Purim is
down? The Magen Avraham is down to Pesach and Mordechai. How you eichel suit is Purim by Shabbos? Yispalel v'yifrois ma'apa v'kaddish v'mazan yoyim ra'al nisim v'nivin Mordechai. He says the Matim Moshe and the Sefer Menhagim Kosu Hoyloispal Arvis. Yeah? Spal Minach Vifras. Mashma, he's Medaik. Couldn't find Matim Moshe, but he's Medaik Matim Moshe because he didn't have Marid. But if he did have Marid, then if he didn't have Marid in the middle of the mill, whatever, then you can't say Al Nisan. He quotes from the Shlah as well, Maril. So he says, "Well, going to Dav Ma'ariv, then it's you know you said Shabbos, then you can't go back and say Al Nisim." Chayin nearly says, "Yivarch b'chasem bazen tchila," says the Magen Avraham, "v'achak yispal arvis." So to avoid the problem, Mishvura says,
"Why is Ma'ariv signifying the
problem?" Because Ma'ariv is saying it's Shabbos.
But Shabbos doesn't need you to.
You see the Shabbos.
But the fact that he's saying it's Shabbos. He said Kiddush also. Kiddush you can make before. If you made with the Rambam, the Kiddush you can make that's before Shabbos. But Ma'ariv, he's saying it's Shabbos.
It's you're not allowed to Malacha before you daven Ma'ariv. Once Shkia comes,
so what? But here's he's doing something nicker. He's saying it's Shabbos.
Who cares what you did? Like it's Shabbos.
Well, who cares? We care what we do. We don't just do things down.
Shabbos comes by Shkia. You know.
That's correct. But it's nearer more tied to Sarsi. If you say it's Shabbos, then you go around, turn around, say Nisan. The Ma'aseh Mishvura says. So Magram says if you shouldn't have Ma'ariv, and to avoid that. Ma'aseh Mishvura says. Shchal per mev Shabbos. Umosh does adalayla. Chay lahas mishal achshu. You have to say ritei. Vim kain says the Mishabura. Eich yoyim ral nisim. That had this asri. Mechim nein asgaras al nisim chomer kol kach. In other words, ritei is more choshev than al nisim. There's one of them's got to go. Yeah. In other words, you're in a situation where both of them, there's reasons to say both of them. Or either one, right? But he said, but to say both of them together, then Mishmur says the problem tied to the Sasri. Therefore, Mishmur says, since Ritzei is more chosha than Al-Nisim, if you forget Ritzei, you have to bench over again. If you get Al-Nisim, you don't bench over again. So the therefore, he says, yeah, Shaila, which one's got to go? So we say, Al-Nisim goes and Ritzei stays.
When you skip Ritzei the first time, then go back and say Ritzei skip Al-Nisim. No, don't do that.
Is this the thing?
Do it all the time, I don't know.
How tight what? What's the time?
The reason why we say all these things is because Basar to Tefillah is a Suda.
Right.
If you pour a Smapa, is that considered a new Suda?
And just the shayla.
So when you see that once you stop every start.
No, he's saying that's a fact of what's wrapping parsma, why parsma, but it should be like a new suit. Right? It's a suit of a shayla.
But my suit is not.
You have
to bench for your
continuation.
So why? It's the
bench.
Why
being Paris
Mappa? Say it. So why? Again, why being Paris Mappa? You being Paris Mappa, the Chor should be considered like a Nusuda, no?
I'm just going to stop eating.
So why being Paris Mappa? Stop eating. Stop being Mekiddush. Why being Paris Mappa? What's the idea of being Paris Mappa? No, it's not trying to.
You guys have a wife for the rest of the world.
What?
You guys have a wife for the rest of the world. Trying to solve the problem of having two suits on Friday.
Yeah, no, again, but why is what is Paris Shimmy is suggesting? I think he's right. We have to be mivar. I think the idea of Paris Map is to make it a separation, make it a separate suit.
I think he's saying.
Okay, fine.
You bring all the. It wasn't Paris Map like now. They had these small little couch things.
I know, no, so what?
They bring it inside. It's covered kitchen.
Okay.
That's why they want to bring the food out to later.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Okay, so that Ma'is La'Locha, Mishmura says that you say Ritzei, and not only the Mogen Avram was Mashma, that you would say both. Mogen doesn't seem to be, you know, it's interesting, because Mogen Avram, if you dab him, he says, you can't say Al-Nisim, yeah? But still, he doesn't say anyway, you don't say Ritzei, right? It's Mashma, L'Chayr from the steam, is he would say Ritzei, so then you have to really understand the Mogen Avram. Davi Ma'ariv, we say, you can't say Al-Nisim. But saying would say with Al-Nisim, he doesn't seem to be bothered by that. Well, the Mishmur Al-Alocha is bothered by that. Now, in general, the issue of Suda, having a Suda on Erev Shabbos, which is the source of this whole issue. So, we'll get back to Purim like this. In Siman Reish Mem Pes, there it talks about which Suda you're allowed to have, which Suda you're not allowed to have in Erev Shabbos. So, Asla Kvay Erev Shabbos, Suda Umishte, Sheni Rogi Mechal. A Suda you're not used to, bigger Suda you're not allowed to, a fully Suda is Erison, Nechal Shabbos. She comes to Shabbos to talk about Lechal. She goes to Shabbos hungry, she enjoyed the meal. Chol Yom Mechal Eser. Even in the morning, Betzim. Even Betzim in the morning. And you can't have a Sudas Erisin even in the morning. Dr. Rambam, that Sudish is man of Erev Shabbos. Kagayin. Prismil opinion of Ben. Then it's Mutter. Melech of Elishtai is Belisu Kvoy Suda. A full of Sudish Rogaway Bechol. Kol Yay Mutl Haskam and Adin. A Mitzam Liman and Makvay Sudish Rogaway Bechol. Matesha is Lamaila. So this is also important. It's also important in halacha, which people don't always know exactly what to do. It's not that the guy be eating on a Friday. It's not eating lunch. You know, you're eating a late lunch, right? Whatever it is, you know, eating around eating it. You're allowed to wash till when? You're allowed to wash on Friday. So this is not eating a sandwich, whatever it is. Zot mishmor bet l'dor ma bet mikra din you can eat all day. However, he says l'chatchila you shouldn't mitzvah limana from. Teisha Shai. I mean, after 3 o'clock, again, depending on Minchatan or whatever comes out. And their God, the Mishmura, says that's in the winter, in the summer. Because in the winter, when the time to Minchatan and Shabbos is much less, because it's Shazmanius, so then you have to use your seichel and act accordingly. That you shouldn't eat a lot, whatever it is, even technically it's mutter. But if ma'aseh is going to stay Shabbos Suda, then you should be more careful. Zot de beralacha that what's a shayla? What's a lacha? Yeah, if it's one or the other. Yeah, guy has a bris, but he knows if he's an eat by the bris, then ma'aseh he's not going to be able to. Enjoy this Suda Shabbos, or even Chilz Gasa. Whatever it is, let's say Bris, it ended up being late, let's say, right? Whatever, till people, whatever the story is, Lamaisa, you're in a situation where it's either the Bris or Suda Shabbos.
Just keep the Suda going.
That's a shiloh. Why don't you parse map? Okay, I don't know. Yeah, this wasn't feasible. Whatever, that was a shiloh of it, yeah? Either the Bris or. Or maybe like Erev Shabbos. I don't know, whatever case. Bottom line, the choice upon you is Suda's Bris on Erev Shabbos at the expense of Suda Shabbos, or we say no, Suda Shabbos is more important. Zok the Magen Avraham, Zok the Ber Halacha, and the Magen Avraham, B'shem Levosh says that Mefer Kaim Shneim good. If not, then Suda Shabbos is Nidcha. Why? He says because right now Eisik Mitzvah Batei Mitzvah. Right now you have a Chiv Suda, a Suda's Bris. Elamai. Elamai, I did this. You're not about kaim the other mitzvah. I said I spent about the mitzvah.
Isn't Shabbos just going to be about kaim lesson?
What?
Meaning if it's chiddush gadol, so there's no oneg.
So he's a bit lasei. So why that's like by you? He's a bit lasei over here.
No, so why?
What's that? That's Shaila.
Why do you let a skip over bris to okay. Not be bothering lasei? You mean whatever?
Said anything.
Whatever.
I don't know. We said that you're supposed to do the bris. Why ask me how you're allowed to be the bris for the Shabbos? No. We're saying you forget. You're about the Shabbos because of the bris.
What was it
said? There was a child, what to do? Says the Mordechai, says the Magen Avraham, that Eis Mitzvah Padim and Mitzvah. Now, but the Dvar Halacha says, it's not so pashit. Not so pashit. Why? Because Suda Shabbos Belayla is a chi of gom. Soon as Bris and Pinya Ben, it's a Balma. It's not a Chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. But Allah calls it. But Meili says, if you know that they're eating the Suda Bris, you're not about to eat Suda Shabbos. Meila, you should be Menet. And he says, the Shulchan Aruch is no Raya. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should eat the Suda Bris. Yeah? Maybe that's from a case where it's early enough, whatever it is, and you know, it's not going to start at the Shabbos. You have the right of the Shulchan Aruch. So Meili says, he speaks out. He says, what's this whole issur of eating on Erev Shabbos? So there are a few reasons given. One is because it's Zilzul in Shabbos. Yeah? Or he says, you're not about to have a Suda, you're not about to have time to be making the Tzarech Shabbos. Yeah? So what's the svar? But both these svaras don't apply when it's a Suda mitzvah, right? Either because you know minimal stuff you need for Shabbos you'll have, or it's not a zilzul in Shabbos because you've been going to the mitzvah. But he says though, but Suda Shabbos is more chashuv though. And Mela, if you're Mechilas Gassi, not about to have the suit at all. But if you be able to have the suit minimally, you be able to eat, yeah? Won't be with all the Gishmak, with the oven. Okay, so inside that, we'll say, the suit is business diet. Yeah? If it's just a child, the oven. Yeah, I mean, guys, and then we say, in fact, it's not a Zilzul or whatever. But if not about the kind of mitzvah at all, there'd be a bit of mitzvah of the suit of Shabbos, that he says, Mishmur says, you shouldn't do that. Then he says,
just make yourself not mechuyev. If you're not going to be chayev in the mitzvah, what's the problem? It's in the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. But by doing the mitzvah, the chayev is not going to be chal on you.
It's not chal or your nainis? It's a nainis. You lap yourself in a nainis?
Why not?
Because you're not going to have the benefit of the mitzvah.
You have the mitzvah. You're not
going to have the benefit of mitzvah. Ein is lav command of it. Even if you're an einus, ein is behind the morgen. The guy doesn't have tefillin. He's an einus. He's going to have schar mitzvah, schar tefillin. Chas v'shalom. He won't be punished for it. But Maisi doesn't have the mitzvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah.
The only reason you're coming onto the onus is by doing a mitzvah.
So what? But Maisa, you're not going to have the benefit. The benefit of Suda Shabbos is more than the benefit of the Suda's Mila. That's what Mishmur Baruch Hu saying. Very glad to svar. Now, then he says he found the Levush that like he wanted to say. Oh. Now, the shayla is like this. So based on this Ber Halacha, yeah, the shayla is Suda's Purim. So the question is, if you know that are they eating Suda's Purim, yeah, you're not going to eat this Suda Shabbos, yeah. Let's first talk about Gabe starting the meal late, whatever it is. And you know, the mice, you're not going to be hungry. You need to sit down, you need some prunes with them that tonight. You know, like case over there, you know, you're not going to be able to gas. So here we can say that maybe Berlach will be Maida, so it's also one at a time. Because Purim Suda is a Chiyav Gamma. Medivah Kabbalah, Medivah Navi. So that's just as Choshev as Suda Shabbos. There's also Medivah Kabbalah. So Meila, that's not the Raisa, Suda Shabbos. So therefore, it's something they're called as long as like the Raisa, whatever. The point is, it's a good svar to say that even the Berlach will be made by Suda's Purim. Oh, Midach Yisa though, the same paper they wanted. The guy is going to get trashed. Now, the day that he's going to get trashed, he's not going to have the Suda's Purim and the Suda Shabbos. Yeah? So then, that's a very different story. Because there, just like the Berlach says, oh, Ben just waking up. Just like the Berlach says, that by Suda's Bris Mila, it's not as harsh as Suda Shabbos. And therefore, if you're going to have a Suda's Mila at the expense of Suda Shabbos, so we say Suda Shabbos is Daicha. So we're also, Suda Shabbos, Lagabe, getting stoned. So which one is more chashev? Harei the guy Bachal. See, we saw the rise of Tirna and Sefer Menhagim talking about getting drunk. Yeah, boy. Yeah, but Lemaisa, Malacha is not so pasha the whole sugya of whether it's a chiv actually to get drunk or not. And as we'll go, we'll spend a few minutes going through a little bit of the Mamre Kaimus and that. It starts with Mar Mizil, obviously. Amar Rava, Mechai, Inish, Lav Sumi, Pura, the other, and Ar Al, and Ar Chai. Then we move down the story. Rabbi Rav Zera, that was put together. Come Rabba, they got drunk. Come Rabba, Shachner Rav Zera. Then he put him in Mechai Mason, etc., etc. Then he wanted the next year, he wanted to do it again. He said, Lav Bechol Shait, Shachas Nisha, I'm staying away. Now, says the Balmar, famous Balmar B'Shem and Ephraim, the fact that the Gemara, the juxtaposition of the two sugyas, the Gemara says Chayim and Shasur Aliyada, and then after the Gemara presented the story of Rabbi and Zera, the Gemara is really trying to tell you in a subtle way that we don't pass in that way. And that's the.
If you're stopping to shech someone, or like even like you're not going to shech someone?
It sounds like a bad story.
First of all, yeah, exactly. It's a bad story, and therefore saying it's no chiyuv. First of all, you don't know that you're going to shout something. You don't know you're not going to shout something. I don't think Rabbo, when he went to the Suda, he prepared the sack and shot the pita. But then when he gets drunk, he's going to shout from there. I don't think that's going to happen over there. I hope not, anyway, you know. Now, Shulchan Aruch says...
Maybe you give a heter once this happened, other than you don't have to get drunk.
What?
Maybe you bet some of the to give a heter once this happened, that you don't have to.
Fine, that's your child. The Ben Frank says not like that. Ben Frank says... The prime said that maybe the Gemara is trying to say it's not halacha.
Why did the Gemara say Malav Hafsa, whatever kid, I'll say
Kasha, the Kasha of
Mice. No, I'm saying usually Gemara.
Usually?
Yeah.
We have like the Marshall, for example.
Oh, okay.
All 10 places. Come on. It's Ben Frank, what do you want? What do you want? Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayin and Shazul Bradley Yada. That's a Mechaber. Your skin is way too light for this smoke. You ain't gonna pass off as a Sephardi in this one, right? You have to. You can't stop here. You got to read the Rambam right now, all right? Zot the Rambam. Yesh Aymrim. Shein Tzach Listaker Kol Kach. El Yesh the Yerisim Limudai V'Yoshen. You only had a Chiddush this week that maybe the Limudai or Sandus Shav was where the Limudai is totally in. Those that are machmer to drink wine from. Is the mood they tell in
the part of Yiddish?
Is the mood they tell in the? Yeah. Okay. We tell you now. This is a guy never said b'chal, and he said you go to sleep and touch the ocean, and he there. What is It says you gotta drink until Ad L'Yada. So, because you go to sleep, like, what does that have to do with getting drunk until you're not
sleeping? You're sleeping, you have no idea.
That's true, yeah, but there's no, what's the point? What's the point?
You drink and you fall asleep, so why drink?
What's the point?
No, what's the point of not knowing, what does it help you not only sleeping? Like, doesn't make, like, doesn't make any sense.
The point is to show the
light. It's a level of drunkness, whatever it is, but your sleeping is not a level of drunkness.
It's a high level of drunkenness, you passed out.
He didn't say he passed out. He's going to sleep. He didn't say he passed out. He said he drink a little more than he used to drink and then go to sleep. And when he's sleeping, look, Rambam. Look, Rambam.
Rambam mentioned yesterday that he was saying that the point of is to like get drunk and that you basically lose your shefa because like usually it's like, how can like Hashem do this? It's so bad. No, you get drunk and lose your shefa. It's like, because you don't know the difference when you go to bed because
okay,
when you go to sleep, you're also like, you're losing that, no? Losing your shefa.
The go to sleep without is the wine, the yish, the yish, the mood. It's time to go to sleep, you know. Stop taking that. Okay. Now the Ramadan's off. Echra marbe, vechra marbe, mamet, uvach chal mishmaim. Whatever you're going to do, you should do it with the right intentions. Not just time, you have an excuse to get drunk. There's an interesting. Yad Ephraim. It's interesting, Yad Ephraim. He brings down. The Yad Ephraim says like this. He brings down, he says that it was the Sparish Lloyd, the Chezion Laila. He had a dream that, shout like this, says, the Ichachi of Mishta is Ishbishar B'Simcha. Like I said, Yayin Yisamach La'Velash. A machma she shori b'simcha, yechadav the Shem uzay. He didn't tell you this v'hal Hashem. A person is in a matzav of simcha. He'll be moedav meshbech tashbaruch of the nest and tachach of salei. Hadeach shamru. Now he says, "Achen enli stak yeris medai. She's baal b'daita v'liyakir b'taykir v'nes klal. Adarava. If you get so drunk that you can't appreciate the nest." So that's what he says. That's what he says. It says l'zume ad liyada, meaning ad liyad b'chal. You should get to the point where you're so confused, you don't know the difference in Arham Baruch Mordechai. That's really too much. I mean, until that point, when you're still being mishabeach, and not to the point where you just lost it all. Fine. Oh, so this he wants to answer Ben Ephraim's kasha that why is Marvin down the story after tells Yechiv? Then Marvin down the story which Mashmal is in Amchoyim. She says, Teretz is, I don't know, I just wanted to show you that you have to have, you should have to have a gvul, not go over the gvul, but about the, we're not saying there's no chin. Now, fine, so Berloch is down the Miri.
It's just that Rabbi was over something?
He went past the gvul. He was over it, he just went too far. The Miri says, "Ein onu mitzuvin l'stakir l'hafchis atzmeinu mitayich simcha." You're not mitzuvin to get drunk where you are lowering yourself and belittling yourself when you're doing stupid, crazy things because you're drunk. Shleizavelas al simcha shel hayles al shtos al simcha shel tainug shegiyah mitayich la'avas Hashem vaydol anisim etc. Same thing with the other Ephraim said like this. That you should, it should bring you to the matzah. Well, you're happy and simple sperm, etc. He brings down also the chayadam. He says, "Hayday ba'atzma, she's zalzel the mitzvah till dying, because I'm also, etc. He's not going to have mincha ma'ariv, yina kalas roish. Then you should do it. There's no mitzvah to be a low life. Now, fine. So the question is." Oh, so he's that. Right, back to the Shal is when we have Sudas Shabbos versus Sudas Purim. So even though we say L'chaira, if the Shal being the Pesur, you're not going to be hungry, fine. So Sudas Purim Zachia. Well, Gavin lives Sume. The Shal is, the guy knows if he's going to get stoned, he's not going to eat the Sudas Shabbos. then avada not, because ma'aseh d'shita is not. It's not avada chiyuv to get drunk. It's certainly not stone to the point where you're not able to eat the suda Shabbos. So therefore, especially on Erev Purim, on Erev Shabbos, you should take that into consideration and don't go overboard. You could drink and drink and enjoy and be happy and adraba, but you know, going over the beyond the red line over there, it has its own red line. But whatever that is,
as long as you don't kill someone, you're okay. But, as long as you don't kill someone, you're doing
no. As long as you still love eating the Shabbos, that's what we're talking about right now. Okay. I said everyone has that red line. You understand? You know, Ben's got his red line, right? Ben does it. You can't go there. You know. Say that.
Last time.
Now, so there's another shayla, interesting shayla, and that is, if and this is mamash halacha l'maisa, the question is someone who has, let's say, kids or family, whatever, they live in Yerushalayim, and they have kids that live in Beit Shemesh. Like one of my daughters live in Beit Shemesh, they're not coming to the Suda. Are they allowed to lay mishtat in the Suda? Because for them there's no chiyuv. It's Erev Shabbos. You now have a Suda, a big Suda. It's a big Suda, right? Not a big Suda in Erev Shabbos. Right? So if you have a Chiv, you have a Chiv. Well, Chayra, Pashtas, they don't have a Chiv. They don't have a Chiv, so they've had a Yidala. So the question is, are there a lot of Mishtat in the Suda?
Stam is also an Indian being Mishtat in a Suda.
What?
For example, for someone from here to on Thursday to go to a Suda, can be Mishtat in a Suda.
Okay, say, fine.
Okay, why
so here's the child of the child of Israel.
Is there even
a So.
Why is it being Mishtat in a Suda's permanent people different than being Mishtat in like a Suda's Brismila?
Brismila?
Yeah.
Because the Brismila, the Shtatvas in the Brismila, the Suda's Mitzvah. The Shtatvas in the Suda's Mitzvah is the head there. Yeah, but over here, there's no in the Mishtat for the Suda. It's not Suda's Mitzvah. The Suda itself is the Mitzvah. By Bris Mila, it's a Suda for a Mitzvah. The Indian, everyone, the Mishtat for the Suda for a Mitzvah. Here, the Suda itself is a Mitzvah. It's only a Mitzvah if someone has the Mitzvah. Okay, that's the Chalut. Agapanim. So I saw someone to say that Peter Ramah, this is the bench question as well. That it says the Ramah says Yichayim Mishnah Simcha Tzas B'Shnei Yomim Yidal Ezva V'Chein Nagu. Yeah, the mail could be if he's that. Maybe that would be had to even have Shabbos, even though the Chayra. If he bar alacha is that even Bris is not a Chiyuv Gomer. So again, if it would be Shaila, if it certainly would be Shaila of eating to the point where you're not able to eat Suda Shabbos, then the Chayra Abadi, he's no head there. But Suda's Bris, yeah, might as well are out there, right? Even though bar alacha says Suda's Bris is not a Chiyuv Gomer. That's why when it comes to Shaila of Shabbos versus Bris, we say Shabbos wins. Right, but still we see that even though Suda's Bris is not a Chiyuv Gomer, still you're allowed to do an Erev Shabbos. So therefore, maybe an argument could be made that eating on Tezvav, even for Ben Yidalid, there is an Indian. Yeah,
it's not that he's a tzas chiv. He's a chiv to have a tzas mishnah simcha. Right? Meaning he can come, but he can't eat or drink too much, no matter what.
The chiv is only tzas.
More than that.
Well, no, but the chiv, whatever this chiv is, the chiv is only tzas.
Not that,
is
it?
The chiv, I heard you.
I mean, for drinking too much, maybe over an Esrei, in this case. Because he doesn't have
an Erev Shabbos, maybe, yeah, that's what Dave is saying. But normally it's not a problem. It runs off. Lay, what's called Lay to Mishnah Talmud, whatever, you know. That's say. No matter if Shabbos though, there's a shaila of Chash Isser. So there, David's saying that even outside, one of you say the Hatter is al Zdab of Zeder, but it only be the Chiv of that is also only Ktzas. Okay, Okay, good point.
Zahra is in Kanchi of Gamor. He has been Gamor just on all the tzats of Mishnah Simcha, no?
I heard the point.
I'm asking on his
lashon. It's my lashon, but anyway.
Oh, that's what it's
not. Well, I was quoting someone. Anyway, I was quoting. Okay. Okay. Another story. So he said that maybe Altski Bravein or Al Psuminisa, the Suda Psuminisa. And as he quoted in that Alon Shabbos thing, the Shulchan was actually. See, they quoted over there that Rosh Sternbach was Matt. What has Mincha?
120.
Rosh Sternbach was matter, and Nosson Kopsch was matter. Rabada, that's Pasha, though, that if it's going to the point where you're not about to eat the Suda Shabbos, and then we have the Eves Hara Takel, if the whole head is based on the Ramah, then Erech Rami Takel should be more than the task. Lamaisa, an interesting discussion in the Magen Avraham. By Bris, where the Magen Avraham is now B'shem Shalach Kodesh, that his Rebbe, the Marashim Lublin, was once a Sandik on Erev Shabbos, Purim Shchalis by Erev Shabbos. No, it's not an Erev Shabbos. Sorry, Erev Shabbos. And he didn't want to go to the Suda because there were 10 people there besides him. Yeah, and the Shalach asked on him that. He said, so the Marash Lublin Taina was that just like we see in the 9 days, yeah, you know, Basar and the Ayin, and it says over there, but there were, even though it's only Minug, not the Basar and Ayin, Isser is only a certain of seconds. Still, we say that if it's a Bris, you have to limit it to 10 people. Only have 10 people for a Bris. So Meili says, Kolshkin over here, we're on Erev Shabbos, it's not just a minug, it's a shalom minister to have a big suda. So Meili listened to him, 10 people there, so without him, he didn't want to join. The shalom asked on him, and he said, and then Martiloi, Mazaraya, Bishlam Hashem, there, Lemaiz, you have an Eitzah. You have an Eitzah, you bet some, you don't have to serve fleshiks. For as soon as Bris, you could serve milchiks. Shankin over here, you have to have fleshiks. So he says though, but the Marash Mulblin didn't take that, and he said, no. He said, ain't some chalabalai basa. So Mela, it's also Shabbos, which is against the minhag in America, to have lox and cream cheese, bagels for Suda's Bris.
Is it an issue with chicken?
It is an issue with chicken, but it's not for now. It's a discussion about chicken. So, whether you answer that, Kitzer.
Would you offer us your box?
What?
No.
You're not messing with chicken.
I just said it was a discussion between the Shalom and his Rebbe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether or not it's an Eitzah by Bris Mila to have milchiks. And his Rebbe told him, there's no Eitzah. You need to have some chalabi ayah. Ain simchal baser, yes, loy baser, fine. So Rabbi Reuben once gave a shira on this issue about son-in-law coming and eating by parent or shver, whatever. So he wants, the papers. He wants to be right from this. Because question like this: let's say, do we say you can't eat sudu b'tayla, right? But can we say, fine, let the son-in-law come, and I won't eat his suga dole, just eat one course, and then just a little bit, yeah? Or do we say, no, since the mice is part of it, you are being mishtatif in the suga dole, then it's just in you're being mishtatif in the suga dole. Does it help to say, okay, everyone's eating the suga dole, I'm eating the suga tana. I mean, it's part of the whole scene. It's a scene of the suga dole. I'll eat my
book. So it's also issues, not me considering being mishat.
Is that called the suga dole? Right. Is that, is it totally how much I'm eating, or is it size of the suga dole? So you want to be right from this Marash Mulublin. If you say the whole problem is, if you say the problem is just suga, that you're eating a suga dole. But if you're going to just eat a suga tana, it's not a problem. So why don't you just sit and wash and eat a small thing? They should be mistatif. It's not a problem with suga gedayla. Right? It was an Erev Shabbos. It wasn't 9 days, right? So Elamayit Mashma, that that's the being mishtatin of Suda Gedayla itself is a problem, even though you're not eating a Suda Gedayla. You know, you're not eating a Suda Gedayla. Unless, what?
What's the issue?
No, set aside. Yeah, whatever. You're being mishtatin of Suda Gedayla. Chazal asked about being mishtatin of Suda Gedayla. They didn't start saying, okay, if you have one course, that's okay. Four courses, 2.5, you know. They said you got some shabbos sugida. Right? Say that's a good aura from the based on this Rosh Lublin. But my see you have days aura that if taka based in the whole hefter on say because there's the Indian of having a sugida even in Tesvav, the chayra al stad, there won't be anyway. You should limit yourself.